You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. About 24 activists from labor and community groups gathered on South Salina Street downtown on Monday to mark the 53rd birthday of Medicaid and Medicare. WAER Scott Willis reports they're increasingly worried that the healthcare safety net programs for the elderly, poor, and those with disabilities are in line for severe budget cuts.
Happy birthday, dear Medicare, Medicaid!
It wouldn't be a birthday party without singing and cake.
Hooray! We've got cake for everybody!
But the activists say the programs might not last much longer if Republicans in Congress and the Trump administration succeed in cutting them to fill the nearly $2 trillion debt created by the tax reform bill. Congressmember John Katko supported the measure even though he's opposed to cutting the health care programs. Former congressional candidate and founder of Social Security Works, Eric Kingson, says he can't have it both ways.
Anyone who supported the Tax Act, it doesn't matter what they say. It doesn't matter if they voted against eliminating the Affordable Care Act. If they voted for that, they voted against every American having access to health care.
That access is key for someone like activist Mary House. She has type 4 Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, an incurable, potentially fatal genetic condition that affects connective tissues.
I sadly am without health insurance now, so I'm not able to see the specialist that I usually go to. So this does bring up issues with any new, pains, and I don't know how to treat it because I don't have the money to go to the doctors.
House says the best way to manage her disease is through preventative care. Katie Barrett's mother was diagnosed with a brain tumor about 25 years ago. She didn't have health insurance.
Medicaid stepped in and basically saved her life. She got the best neurosurgeon in Syracuse just by walking into Krause Hospital emergency room, and he was on a rotation, and he got my mom, and he never, ever turned her down. She had 3 brain tumors removed. And he cared for her until the end.
That's the kind of care Dr. Bonnie Grossman says should be available to everyone regardless of condition. She's practiced emergency medicine for 38 years and served as assistant chief medical officer at SUNY Upstate. She says a single-payer program would be a first step toward controlling skyrocketing health care costs.
The reality is our federal government already has a single-payer program partially deployed. We need to take the profit motive out of our health care, especially when it comes to essential prescription medications and treatments.
Yeah. Grossman says private insurers have more than 5 times the overhead than government programs and can lead to less access, more out-of-pocket expenses, and poorer outcomes. But an analysis out Monday from George Mason University shows a Medicare for All program with no copays and no deductibles would boost government spending roughly $3 trillion a year, requiring a tax hike to pay for it. Scott Willis, WAER News.
For more on this and other local news stories, visit our website, waer.org.